Hi, welcome to the Fantastic Forecast, episode 436. I'm Dave Elliott, and I'd like to proclaim that this podcast is Confederate flag free, but I will still make jokes about people of color if, and only if, that color is orange. Today, the 436th issue of the Fantastic Four, it's Fantastic Four Volume 3, Number 7 from July 1998. Seize the Child by Chris Claremont and Salvador La Roca. So a group of bounty hunters known as Tech Neck have been hired by some unknown person to kidnap Franklin Richards. My guess would be that person was Michael Jackson, but I'm probably wrong about that. Alyssa reads, I don't know, old friend, old girlfriend, I don't know who she is. Why is she in this book? What is her purpose? I don't know. But she has taken Franklin, and she's on the run in the streets of New York, late at night, trying to get away from the bounty hunters. She sees a police car, but it is not a NYPD police car, and she yells out, "Help me, officers! For the love of heaven, help!" The police car stops. This is a Range Rover that Sue noticed lurking around the warehouse last issue, and the policemen get out. Alyssa tries to explain what's going on. The policemen say, "Nothing to worry about, miss. You're safe now. We're trained professionals. We are." Alyssa asks, "Why are New York cops speaking with English accents?" Oops. Sorry. So the policemen get out, and they say, "Nothing to worry about, miss. You're safe now. We're trained professionals, we are." Actually, what they appear to be are zombie London cops. And then some real NYPD cops arrive, and then out jump the war wolves. It's not clear the way Salvador La Roca draws them. Nothing he draws ever is. But I think the war wolves were posing as the London cops wearing their skin. So these creepy metallic monsters with claws, they jump out and attack the New York cops, killing them as Alyssa tells Franklin to cover his eyes. I mean, really? The kid's been to hell a couple of times. I'm sure this kind of stuff is not all that shocking to him. Alyssa takes Franklin and jumps into the NYPD cop car, but she can't find the keys, which one of the war wolves is holding. But Alyssa fortunately has some kind of skeleton key that she's able to use on the car, and she speeds off, ramming right into the war wolves. Then she turns around and heads down the road, where she soon comes across a member of Tech Neck who has these swords, who jumps on the car, smashes it up good, ruining the steering, and she crashes into another car, I think? It's hard to tell. I have such a hard time with Salvador La Roca art. It's going to make this podcast very difficult for me. Meanwhile, back at 30 Rock, in the Rainbow Room, Sue and Reed's date continues. It's a long-ass date. They're celebrating their anniversary of their first date. So Reed is about 40. Sue's about 25, so I'm guessing it's their 10th anniversary. So it's a pretty big deal. So they're dancing and kissing, drinking, and having a romantic evening. And they're not worried at all about their child, because they think he's safe and sound, being watched over by Ben Grimm, who next we see is floating in a panel filled with yellow liquid. Franklin is in danger, Ben. This is no time to be visiting your favorite club, Wetworks. Actually, I think he's supposed to be inside the Tech Neck creature body bag. I guess inside his bladder? Oh, that is so gross. So next, we see the bounty hunters, Tech Neck, regrouping. There's China Doll, who seems to be in charge, and she's telling them to keep a low profile. How can this huge group of freaks running wild in New York City keep a low profile? Good luck with that. So Alyssa is running down the road with Franklin, who's crying out that he wants his mommy. He's probably wondering who this strange lady is, and why is she the one stuck protecting him? He cries out even louder, and we see that Spider-Man senses something. X-Men's The Phoenix can hear something. I thought Phoenix died like 18 years earlier. Is Jean Grey dressing like Phoenix again in 1998? Huh, I don't know. Doctor Strange can tell something is wrong, and so can the Guardian of Reality. I don't know who that is, and I don't want to know. And there's this one other guy who says, "The fate of all may hang in the balance, yet I may not interfere. Come what may, my charge is solely to observe, for I am the Watcher." but LaRocca only draws like the bottom half of his face. I can't tell for sure that it's really the Watcher. And then there's this other dude. Once again, I have no idea who he is based on how he's drawn. I'm not sure if he's supposed to be someone we recognize or not. If you can't tell, I'm not really a fan of Salvador LaRocca. Probably my least favorite FF artist. He's like a poor man's Carlos Pacheco. Why not get the real Carlos Pacheco? Which they're gonna do eventually. So, this one guy, he must be the guy who hired Technic, is going on about how powerful Franklin is and how much he'd like to have his powers. Don't worry, he's not wearing an iron mask. Does this guy know what Franklin's powers are, by the way? If so, I'd like for him to tell us, because I don't know. So Alyssa stops and tries to calm down Franklin. And a good place to start is by telling him who the hell she is. She says she's an old friend of his father's, and this seems to make Franklin feel better. Of course, Dr. Doom was also an old friend of his father's, so maybe that's not the best way to judge her character. Next, Alyssa starts trying to tap into the fiber optic data net that the power company uses to monitor and control the city grid. Franklin screams out, "The monsters are coming!" So she picks up Franklin and runs down the street again and decides to hide somewhere where there's a lot of people. A nightclub! And she runs through the club, and guess who we see there? Of all the nightclubs in New York City, she runs into the one where Johnny Storm just happens to be there. But he and Alyssa don't see each other. He's too busy trying to hit on a chick. His pickup line is, "Hi, I'm Johnny Storm, with the Fantastic Four. Wanna see me flame on?" Which is a really, really douchey thing for Johnny to say. But he is rich and famous, so I'm sure it works. Now, Alyssa and Franklin, they keep running out of the back of the club, out the exit, into the alley. What happened to hiding where there's a lot of people? I guess she changed her mind. They come across a group of warrior women calling themselves the Bocce, and they've got these three guys on their knees, and it looks like they're about to kill them. So Alyssa runs over, and she runs into the women, saying that she can't allow anyone to be murdered. We've already got Technic and the War Wolves. We also have the Bocce now. So these prisoners, three Chinese men, are free, and they pull out guns and they start trying to shoot at the Bocce, who run away. And one of the men gives Alyssa a kiss and tells her that the master of the Golden Sword owes her. And then the three men drive away. Back at 30 Rock, Reed and Sue are still dancing when Sue looks out the window and sees the weirdest FF signal of all time. A big four shows up on one of the towers of the World Trade Center. Don't they have, like, personal communications devices by now? Or cell phones, even? A giant four on the World Trade Center is just silly. So the date ends abruptly as the two of them rush off to see what's going on. Sue slides on an invisible force field over to the Empire State Building for a better look. And from up there, up on top of the Empire State Building, she's able to spot Franklin and Alyssa down on the street. Are you kidding me? This is impossible. Unless Sue has some kind of supervision. Standing up on top of the Empire State Building at night and spotting two specific people down on the street in New York? That is so dumb. Well, anyway, Franklin is happy to see his mother, and he gives her a big hug. Just then, Technic shows up, and they inform Sue that they have a warrant for the extradition of Franklin Richards. "You ignore it, and defy us at your peril," China Doll says. You can imagine that Sue, well, she ignores it. She starts using some of her moves that Iron Fist taught her the day before to kick their asses. When Bodybag tries to attack Alyssa, Reed shows up and grabs the creature by the neck, and then he reaches down its throat and pulls out Ben. How the hell did Reed know his friend Ben was being held inside Bodybag? Does he have super x-ray vision now too? So Ben joins the fight, and when one member of Technic asks, "Aren't there supposed to be four?" Johnny shows up on cue and joins the fight. I guess he heard the ruckus from inside the loud nightclub. Or maybe he has super x-ray vision too and saw what was going on outside. So during the fight, Joy Boy goes into action and turns Sue's finest desire into reality. And guess what her finest desire is? She turns into an Atlantean woman? The Warrior Queen of Atlantis? Consort of Namor the Submariner? I don't think so. I don't think that's Sue's fondest wish. I really don't. Franklin says she looks cool, but there is a problem with being a blue Atlantean chick. She can't breathe. Reed asks Joy Boy to return Sue to normal, and guess what? He does! What a nice bad guy that Joy Boy is. China Doll says that Joy Boy has the ability to read a person's mind and grant their most heartfelt dreams, which can't be a good thing for Reed to hear. And then China Doll asked him to surrender the boy again or suffer the consequences. You in what army? Ben asks. This army, China Doll replies, as they're surrounded by about a dozen freaks dressed up in various versions of Captain Britain's uniform. China Doll calls them the Captain Britain Corps. I feel like Chris Claremont was under the impression that Alan Davis would be drawing these issues, but unfortunately, he's not. And that's the end of the issue, and that's all I got for today. I gotta go. If you have any questions about the Fantastic Four, about this podcast, or if you need relationship advice, you can email me at podcastff@gmail.com. You can download the other episodes of iTunes or find them all at www.podcastff.podbean.com. So long, kids. This podcast is over.